Hey, Ezra here, and I want to talk about conservation as a tool that leads to success. Everybody's showing you their Instagram life. They're balling out on Instagram. And listen, I think that's cool. It's cool to ball out on Instagram, but that's not what it's about. See, the thing is that conservation as a concept is something that can really help you lead to success. What is conservation? What is preservation? Well, it's the act of conserving what you have and preserving what you have and using what you have to its best benefit. So let's look at my business as an example of a permaculture style business, right? I have my e-commerce businesses, Boom by Cindy Joseph, Be Friendly. I work on those. I innovate there. My team works on those. I then take what works and I share it with business owners, right? And I sell courses and I do free videos like this one. I take that revenue. I put it back into the e-commerce businesses, which then I get, you know, more data, and I just pass them back and forth. The act of loving something into beauty, restoring an old car, using your assets to their best benefit, not just consuming everything. And look, it's nice to have fancy new things. I'm not anti-consumerism. Obviously, I sell stuff. I'm not anti-shopping. I'm not anti, like, showing off your fun life. But I am pro looking at how you can leverage your resources to their best benefits. What do you have around you that you can use that you're not noticing? What assets in terms of people, in terms of business opportunities, in terms of relationships, in terms of tools are sitting right there for use that you could put some attention on, because there's so much value all around you. And when you conserve your energy, right? Like, when you make sure that you're not just go, 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 you take time to relax, to make sure you have enough sleep, to not be overworked, to not be burned out. You're conserving so that you then have more to give. So conservation leads to surplus, right? You conserve, you then have surplus. That surplus leads to the feeling of abundance. The feeling of abundance leads to the desire to be generous. And then generosity leads to, you know, relationships, networking, nice things, experiences. So the point that I want to make is that as valuable and as cool and as awesome as buying new stuff and being all fancy and going buck wild, and obviously I'm like for having a good time and enjoying your life, the opposite is just as valuable. Conservation. The restoring of things that are old to make them new again and more valuable. That is somewhere to put attention that doesn't get as much in the entrepreneurial world, doesn't get as much show on Instagram, but is unbelievably effective for your business and for your life. So conservation, preservation. Check it out. Ezra here from Smart Marketer. Thanks for watching.